The Breakfast Huddle replay from Money FM 89.3. The Bigger Picture with Ryan Hwang.
Good morning. Well, overnight we saw quite a rally on Wall Street, and this, of course, following some big gains across Europe and Asia yesterday. And we did get a record high on the S&P 500. And this, of course, following that signal, the dovish signal from the FOMC rate meeting yesterday morning. So how are markets setting up for this Friday? Let's get a bigger picture from Jeremy Ng. He is the market strategist from CGS CIMB. Morning, Jeremy. How are you doing?
Morning, Ryan. Good.
Are you all set for the weekend?
Oh, sure.
So quite weak for us to get through. So many things have happened. And we are just coming to Friday with quite a good rally overnight on Wall Street. S&P 500, new record high. So, Jeremy, walk us through where you think the markets will be heading when you look at the S&P 500 numbers and the STI, which is also moving quite nicely to its highest levels in more than a month.
Yeah, sure. I think right now we are seeing quite a euphoric move, mainly coming out from the dovish Fed that we saw and kind of meeting expectation that they are going to cut next month. So all in, I think based off the FOMC meeting, we saw the removal of the word patient from the statement kind of tell us that the Fed is ready to act. And by that, we actually saw the market actually cheering that move. And all in, I think there's definitely no doubt that we will see the rate cut coming in July. As of now, the futures market is really pricing in 100% of the rate cut. And historically, we haven't seen the Fed actually disappoint the market when the probability is more than 50%. So I think all in, we can more or less say that July will get a rate cut. But the big question over here is, will July 25 basis point cut or a 50 basis point cut?
That's the question. So where have things hit from the rest of the year? Are you going to look at a new high for STI?
For that, let's start with the US market first. So I think looking at the most recent move based on technicals, I think we believe this move might be a little overstretched. As right now, again, the S&P 500 index is bobbing near its record high. And based off some indicators, it's actually signaling some overbought signal. So I think in the near term, as we are really more or less priced in this positivity, probably in the near term, in the next 1 to 2 weeks, probably we might see some correction in the S&P 500 index first in the range of around 3% to 4%. And I think same is true for the STI, where, again, the move is more or less a mirror of the U.S. market. And for the STI, I think the immediate top right here is around 3,350 points. And it's also kind of overbought right now and more or less, I think, right for a correction in the near term.
So maybe the run's a bit overdone right now. So the other thing that's making the headlines, Jeremy, is oil prices. And of course, this is on the back of the piece of news that a drone was shot down over Iranian airspace that belongs to the US. So you're looking at oil prices up overnight by over 5%. So WTI trading around $56 right now. So the question is, where do prices go from here? You've got some predictions out in the market by Eurasia Group. They are saying if a war does happen, it will push oil prices to above 100. If a major confrontation happens, it might push it above 150. What are you looking out for when you're looking at a outlook for oil, Jeremy?
So at least on the oil complex, I think right now the thing that's driving is, again, the geopolitical side of things. And again, the risk of not trade war, but the outright war that's coming between US and Iran looks likely after yesterday's incident. But again, what Vladimir Putin has kind of came out and put forward that say that it might be a wrong choice for US to actually go into a war with Iran. I think the alliance that is being struck between Iran, China, as well as Russia, versus the US, I think that would be a big, big major block kind of deterring US to entering into a trade war with Iran. So even looking at the move and the tweets that come out from Trump last night, you can see that he's kind of toning down after trying to hype the market for a war. And I think he's trying to manage the market again. And I think the bigger thing over here is to watch out for the OPEC meeting that's coming up soon in July, first and second July. I think that would be more of a market mover rather than this Iran war that probably might not happen.
Now, of course, that OPEC meeting will decide whether to extend those production cuts, which will expire by the end of the month. And that's something to look out for because it follows right after the G20 summit. So a lot of look out for at the end of the month. Jeremy, looking at gold prices, that has also surged overnight. You're looking at gold prices up over 2% to about 1,394, so just below the 1,400 level. So gold prices getting a lot of interest because you're looking at bond yields dropping to record lows of in the lowest levels in past 3 years. And this is also, I guess, a safe haven asset. Jeremy, what's your take on where gold will be going for the rest of the year?
For gold, I think the key thing to watch out for is actually the 10-year yield or the global yield that we are seeing here, because gold prices move inversely to yield. So when yield falls, we can see a direct correlation here with gold price actually rising, and that is the correlation that we have been seeing for the past few months. The expectation of not just the Fed cutting rates, we have seen like signaling from the ECB, the Bank of Japan talking that they can actually still cut rates as well. I think right now we are entering a stage of a rate cut cycle, totally different from the past few years whereby we are entering a rate hike cycle. With this new global rate cut cycle, I think globally the yield around the world will continue to fall lower as we enter into more negative and more lower yield, and that by itself would kind of propel gold price to new highs in the long run.
Okay, something to watch out for gold as well. Jeremy, just going to get a take on two stocks, Sembcorp Industries and SIA. So you've got your eye on Sembcorp Industries and you think it might be oversold. So if what's playing out in the oil prices right now, where is Sembcorp heading?
With that kind of expectation, with oil price kind of in the near term, with this kind of political burden that is coming out, probably that would be a near-term catalyst for even higher prices for Sembcorp Industries. And just based off technicals, we are seeing recent breakout of its range around 2.42. And with the breakout, I think past 2 days, we have been moving pretty nicely, forming a nice bottom pattern here. So for Sembcorp Industries, it seems likely that it's going to bounce back up higher with this bottoming motion, probably heading up to around 258 to around 269-ish level.
Okay, and you are looking at SIA very closely as well. So a couple of headwinds that it's facing. You're looking at intensifying competition. In fact, yesterday it just lost its title of best airline to Qatar Airways. Mm-hmm. What is the picture for SIA if you take a snapshot of it in the past year? It seems to be on a downtrend. Is there still more to go?
So even with that negative news kind of coming out, you saw SIA actually did pretty well last night or even yesterday. And with that bitter knock kind of sentiment, right now we are probably seeing a bottoming pattern, similar to what I've just mentioned for Sembcorp Industries. And in terms of the bottom, we are talking about a base at around $9.14 to $9. And that level has been holding up pretty nicely since late May. And again, the breakout that we saw 2 days ago has kind of sustained. And all in that kind of a pattern or bullish rejection that we are seeing right now, kind of a setting up for a near-term rebound back higher to around $9.82 to around $9.98.
Okay, Jeremy Ng, market strategist at CGS CIMB, helping us with his take on Sembcorp Industries, SIA, as well as his take on where markets are headed for the rest of the year. Jeremy, thank you so much for your time this morning. Have a great weekend in advance.
You too. Thank you.
Before acting on the information on Money FM, please consider if it's suitable for your own investment objectives, financial situation, and risk tolerance. To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SBH Radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.